Statistics show that in the U.S., 50% of all marriages will end in either divorce or separation.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to the Raw Matrimony Podcast. Hey everyone, my name is Jason.
And I'm Shatima.
And welcome to another episode of Raw Talk. Today we are talking about a topic that I believe one of our listeners had said they wanted to hear us talk about. We know that we're very familiar with it. I say we're experts in it too, because we are a blended family, but I feel like we do blended families very well. So We are going to share some tips and tools and just different things, because sometimes it can be very challenging, but it doesn't have to be that way. So we're going to help you guys out today.
Yes, definitely. Again, as Jason already said, we're going to be talking about blended families today. And you all know that, well, I know personally, I've heard some horror stories when it comes to blended families. When it comes to couples that are married, well, that get married and they may each come in with a child from a previous relationship, or maybe only one of them has a child from a previous relationship. And that can sometimes cause some friction in certain areas. So today we're here to help you guys navigate. If you've been dealing with any of those issues in your marriage or your relationship, we're here to help you navigate and give you some key tips on how to do it well and how to actually enjoy having a blended family.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. So I go ahead and kick it off. I say the number one thing, and we always say this in everything, you got to have a real relationship with God. And I say that because when you have a real relationship with God, everything is not perfect, but it just falls in line accordingly. You know, God first and then your spouse second. Mm-hmm. But you got to have that relationship with God. If you don't have the relationship with God, I feel like you're shortchanging yourself. And you're not really experiencing it on the level that you really can.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like it's hard enough, you know, so why not actually do it with the person that created the Institute of Marriage, the person who created you and your spouse and everyone else, even all the people involved in the situation. God created us all. He created the very aspect or concept of marriage. So I think it's so important to invite him in, you know, to go along for the journey.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. If I feel like you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't.
Yeah.
Definitely. And second thing, really, and I feel like this is the second, that's why I'm saying it's second, because it's the second most important thing, second to your relationship with God, is your relationship with your spouse. Yes. I feel like you got to have a strong relationship with your spouse. Like, you guys have to have a strong marriage, because if you don't have a strong marriage, every little thing is going, you know, come in between. And I mean, and kids, I don't know if they do it on purpose or if they don't do it on purpose. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, say they don't do it on purpose, but they tend to try to drive a wedge. There's different things that they do to try to drive a wedge in between that spouse. So they know that they could play on this over here, play on that over there. Can you imagine when you put the extra element of blended family and the biological, like, oh, you know,
biological, non-biological.
Yeah, exactly. You know, can you imagine? So you guys have to make sure that you're strong. Have a strong marriage. So put the marriage even before the kids. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that your marriage is strong. Work on that and develop that. And that's second. That got to be second. Right, babe?
Yes. And I know for a lot of people, that may like sound off alarm bells. Hearing, oh, your marriage has to be before your kids. Especially if you're coming in with a child that's... if you're coming into the marriage with a child, you already feel like, okay, I have to protect them, right? It's my job. You know, I'm all they have. Even though you might not necessarily be all they have, but you may feel like, okay, you know, I brought them into this situation or relationship or whatever. So it's my duty to make sure that I protect them and make sure they know that I still love them, this and that. Trust me, if they see that you are in a loving relationship, in a loving marriage, and your spouse are a united front, if you have older kids, it may be a little bit of pushback still.
Yeah.
But trust me, if they see that you're a united front, not from the stance of, oh, it's us against y'all. No. from the stance of it's us together so that we can be the best parents we can be for you all. Mm-hmm. So that we can wisely and just effectively and efficiently navigate, blend in this family. They'll see, it'll provide them a sense of security.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree, definitely. Definitely. Invest deeply into your marriage.
Yes.
First, well, God first, marriage second.
Mm-hmm.
Also, too, and I feel like we do this extremely well, extremely well, extremely well. Not to toot our own horn, but build a team. You guys have to be a team. We already talked about being a united front, but you have to be a team. So yes. It's not like you and your child against them and their child, yes. Or this person. You're against my child. No. It's you and your spouse. You all are a team. You know, so even if there might be some concerns. Because we've had that as well, too, where you may have voiced some concerns, like, you know, within each mm-hmm. other, where we may have voiced some concerns or whatever, but we don't do it in front of the kids, yes. You know, because we're a team. So if it's a situation we might need clarity on something, or just for clarification, or just to, you know what I'm saying? Because situations can be as complicated as you make them. So when you start assuming, you always go wrong. I ain't going to say always go wrong, but when you start assuming, then you... It tends to go down the wrong path, you know. So it's always best to ask and communicate. I say behind closed doors, you know, just me and you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I
feel like even because certain situations might cause for something to have to be discussed right then and there, right? But you want to do it in a wise way where they're not witnessing necessarily a back and forth. All out, like, just brawl based off of them, right? But I feel like you want to do it in a wise way. So if you do have to discuss something right then and there, you want to speak respectfully, you know, you want to speak, I feel like, where they still understand, like, okay, it's still us. Like, I mean, it's still them. It's still mommy and daddy, or mommy and stepdaddy, or whatever, however you want to call it. But they still understand that it's you two. Yeah, y'all may be disagreeing right now, but at the end of the day, ultimately, y'all are a team.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Make sure that you guys are a team. And even if you're not a team, like, all the way, be a team in front of the kids.
Yes.
And in front of, also, too, in front of your family as well. You know, you don't want to allow them to see any type of division there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, keep the division behind closed doors.
Yes, because believe it or not, even sometimes family plays off of that, off of the division that they can sense, and especially when you're blending families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would say another key thing, well, what are you doing with that point?
Yeah.
Okay,
go ahead.
So another key point, thank you, I would say is to make sure that you have all of your loose ends tied, snipped, clipped, whatever, with the previous person, whoever you may have your children by.
Yeah.
Because I feel like sometimes blending families is made even more difficult when you add in the extra drama that from the relationships that trickles down into raising and blending with the kids and stuff. Which yeah. One shouldn't really have to do with the other. But unfortunately, we're all humans and we have emotions and stuff. And a lot of times it does trickle in and seep into that relationship. So, yeah, it just complicates things. And when I say make sure you have your loose ends tied up, make sure that the child's mother or father understands, okay, this is my wife, my husband, or whatever, you know, these are the boundaries that the child has at our house. You know, we want all of us to get, you know, get together and get on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Just make sure everybody's on the same page. It's not even about competition, but it can just work so much better when everyone is adults about the situation and has the best interest of the kids ultimately at heart.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. I agree wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Another thing I say, work hard at conflict resolution, because it's going to come, you know, the conflict is going to come, and the kids, they're watching to see how this is resolved and how this is worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Work hard at conflict resolution. I'm telling you, it'll cause you, it'll save you so much drama, so much headache, so much pain. Just work hard at conflict resolution. That's something that I could see that we didn't do so well in the beginning, but over the course of the years, we've become better at navigating situations and resolving them, you know, in a mature way. I say it takes a lot of maturity to do that, and we work well over the years at doing that, you know, and it transfers, like translates even into our household as well, because you can see, like, when you and your spouse are at odds, the tension is thick. Like, it's, you can feel it. Like, you can just feel it, you know, you can just sense it.
And the kids definitely can sense it. Never for once think that, oh, the kids don't know. When there's conflict between husband and wife going on, or mommy and daddy, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I don't think it's healthy for them never to see conflict. But I think it's about the way you handle it, you know. And it's extra sensitive when you're dealing with blended family. Because like I said earlier, you already have kids coming in who were used to, they were used to one thing. They were used to having, you know, their parent not with this person. So now they're with this person. It's, you just have to tread, I'm not even going to say tread lightly, but you just have to maneuver differently. You have to have a different strategy as you would versus if all your kids are together biologically. You know, they never experienced their parent with nobody else. They've all they know is mommy and daddy together.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that we have to give grace, allow grace and give grace and accept grace when it comes to blending the families and when it comes to any conflict that may come up. Just understand that it may be a lot for the kids, you know, regardless of how old they are. Luckily for us, when we got together, our kids were all babies, pretty much. Mm-hmm. My son had just turned one. His children were 3 and 1. So, really, that's all they knew, even to now, it was us being together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now they're, what, 15?
13.
Yeah, so... And then we had 3 together. So, So our dynamic is very interesting because we had 3 separately, but we also had 3 together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just tied. I just feel like it's just perfect. Like it just tied it into just a perfect little ball of each of our worlds, and then, you know, meshed together.
Yeah, I agree.
So well.
Yep.
And our kids, they don't know each other as, oh, this is my stepbrother or my stepsister or my half-brother or sister. I think that's another important component to instill. Okay, yes, we're a blended family. Yes, some of you may have a different mother. Some of you may have a different father. But guess what? Y'all are all siblings, right? Y'all are all siblings. And the only time I refer to my bonus kids as step-by-step children is when I'm having to explain when I'm having to explain to people, like, the situation.
Why they're the same age?
Yeah, like, why two of them are the same age? But they're not twins or, yeah. I just explain it or whatever. Or if people like, oh, you had 6 kids? Like, you pushed, I'm like, no, well, I only biologically have 4. But anywho, yes, other than that, I think it's important if you're blending a family to not go into it with a notion or concept like, okay, step in half. Like, no, cut out those words. Y'all are brother and sister. And it may be tricky though if you have older kids when it comes to like with the non-biological parent. You're not gonna force them to call that parent daddy or mommy or mom or whatever. You're not gonna force that, but you still want them to know, like, hey, this is not just somebody my mother or father decided to marry. No, this is my bonus parent. So I need to respect them like my bonus parent, and vice versa. You need to respect your bonus child like your child. Treat them like your child.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Is there any common misconceptions that you could think of when it comes to blended families?
I did read something interesting the other day. I can't remember what it was on, but it was saying how a lot of people that are in blended families, well, a lot of like the mothers or fathers or whatever, the spouses, sometimes they feel like, oh, their family is not worthy of being as happy as non-blended families. It was very interesting.
Yeah, that is.
It was very interesting, and I was like, because you feel like, oh well, we can never reach that potential, like non-blended families, because you know. But I just feel like that's a trick of the enemy. That's a lie. The enemy one, that's just a deceitful seed that the enemy has planted in, you know, some people's heads, thinking that, oh, just because our family is not the tradition, in a traditional sense, you know, where we met, we got married or whatever, and we had kids together. But instead, we met, we already had kids, and yeah, one of them is not, like, one of us is not the biological parent of some of the kids or one child, whatever it may be. The enemy wants you to feel like, oh, you're less than because of that. But no, we're here to encourage you all that even if you have a blended family, your family can be just as powerful, if not more powerful. And I think I say this seems like deja vu because I feel like I said this on another podcast episode, but I could be wrong. No?
I ain't heard it before.
You know, I feel like I did, but no. Okay. But yeah, so that's, I feel like, a common misconception.
Yeah, it's interesting that you were saying that because I want to tell somebody that's listening, whoever might be listening to this, that your family is not less than. You know what I'm saying? Don't be ashamed of your situation. Some people might be ashamed. Oh, well, yeah, you know, this must step. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, stepkid and my wife, son and brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people might be ashamed of it and actually don't wear. I wear it as a badge of honor. Like, that's my. Not my biological son, but I helped raise him since from he was like a baby, you know. So I actually have more of an emotional reaction to say that's my stepson versus, you know, when I'm explaining the situation versus saying like any type of shame or any type of, you know what I'm saying? Any type of negative feeling, like the negative feeling actually comes from saying, like, having to explain the situation, like, okay, this is my stepson.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a bad way, but you know what I'm saying? Like, because I don't see it as that.
Yeah.
But when I have to break it down to that. When I have to break it down to that, that's when I'm like, yeah, you know, that's what the situation is. But yeah, don't be ashamed of your family. You got an amazing family. Mm-hmm. It might be blended or whatever. You guys might not be seeing eye to eye right now. And it might seem a little challenging, but trust me, God, he'll guide you and lead you. You just got to put your faith and trust in him.
Yeah.
And he will lead you and he will, whatever situation that you're going through in your blended family, he'll work that out for your good.
Yes, I'm telling you. Trust me, like when a lot of times people, and again, not trying to toot our own horn, but a lot of times people don't even, when they find out that like all of them aren't biologically ours together, like not all of them, they're like, oh, we would have never known because that's how close they are, for one, and for two, we don't separate, like, you know, like we don't make a difference.
Yeah.
I will say this is real talk, that has not always been easy because just for me as a mother, naturally, me and my sister call it something like, mothers, you know, when you have a baby, right, and your baby's crying, it's something in you, right, that just, so me and my sister call it like ping, like your antlers go ping, because you know, you hear your baby crying. So naturally for me, like it wasn't always like that for me, like for my stepkids, because it was just natural for my kid, like, you know, my biological kids, right? But now I feel like I raised them. So now when I do, it is like ping. But in the beginning, it wasn't like that. I feel like that was interesting too. And I used to feel like, how come, like, it's not like that, you know? But I had to give myself grace in that area too. I had to, like, learn, like, okay, you're still human. At the end of the day, it is somewhat of a difference from if you actually birth a child, you know? So, yeah, it was just funny. Now looking back on it, I'm like, ugh, like, why don't I have that same feeling? But as time went on and I allowed myself to, like, stop, it's so hard to explain because I really had to tell myself at one point, like, okay, just stop. Like, everything is not supposed to be perfect, because that was a situation that I felt. So I already felt like there was some judgment there because when we were younger, I decided to get with a guy that already had two kids and two little kids at that. even though I already had a son, but you know, it's, I don't know, it's different for women. I think, well, is it like that for guys? Like, will you get a little bit of flack if you decide to get with a woman and she has kids?
Not if you have kids yourself. Or probably if you don't. If you don't have any kids, then like, it, and it depends on how many kids. And it depends on your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. No, so it's a lot of variables in that situation. But I'd say overall, from what I've seen, more so if you don't have any kids and she has more than one child.
Yeah.
Then they're like, oh, I don't know what you're doing. You know, what do you know what you're doing? Okay. All right.
Yes. So yeah, it was just a lot of different, like, I guess stigmas that, not even stigmas, maybe, I think sometimes we tell ourselves stuff, like, and we allow the enemy to like feed our minds with stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
So yeah, I felt like it was some things that I had to like change my way of thinking on, and not allow what I felt like society was gonna be judging me for. Yeah.
Yep, I agree. Last thing, unless you got something else.
No.
Agree on discipline.
Yes. And... oh my God. I think that's really like the number one thing, because that's what a lot of people who are in blended families, you know, the non-biological parent and the biological parent, they get into it a lot over disciplining the children.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, okay, I don't really necessarily want somebody disciplining my child. That's how, you know, that's a thought process. You know, I don't really necessarily want somebody disciplining my child. Or you're being too harsh with them, but you're not acting like that with your kids, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel like we went through that a little bit. A tad.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
Yeah, we went through that a tad in the beginning, where it's kind of like we had to find our balance when it came to disciplining the kids. And not making a difference. And I don't think it was done on purpose. I think, like I said, some things that, like, you naturally have, I guess, more of a, what is the word? Like, protectiveness over your biological kids.
Yeah, and also, too, though, because we only got married after 6 months of dating, right?
8.
Okay, 8 months of dating, we got married. So, we were still figuring each other out and mm-hmm. learning each other. And we were young, too. So, you know, just all those things, learning each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then you being pregnant on top of that. And us being young.
Yeah.
And... you know, me being immature, you know, so it's just so many different variables that was just, it was a recipe for disaster,
yeah.
You know, so when we started working everything out, you know, it didn't just like come overnight. It was like, we had to practice it, you know, to get everything in order.
But you see, you said it was a recipe for disaster, but just like, who was that? Joseph, who told his brothers, what you meant for my harm, God meant for my good. So that's how I look at our relationship, our whole situation.
Yeah, definitely.
What the enemy meant for our harm, what the enemy meant. And you know, we keep blaming the enemy too much. Some of it was our own just foolish ways and thinking and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But what was meant for our harm turned out to be for our good. God turned it into something for our good. Like mm-hmm. now, I can truly say that that's one aspect that I feel like we never clash on anymore is... the blended family, like, situation.
Nah. And it's interesting, too, because I say I'll give the power to the Holy Spirit. I give the Holy Spirit credit as far as that goes, because sometimes the Holy Spirit, well, not sometimes, more often, the Holy Spirit can be, like, a translator. That's how I'm going to use it, like a translator. So, I feel like sometimes my wife, she can be a little bit softer or a little bit more catering or giving to some of the kids, maybe like the younger kids, you know, but I'm like, my perspective on it, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, I just shut up about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, some things are just not worth it anymore, you know? So I'm like,
they're my babies.
Yeah, but favorable treatment, you know? Anyway. Act like I ain't say it. But yeah, you know, I'm like, really, really go after that relationship with God. Strengthen your relationship with your spouse. Become a team. Build a team.
Set boundaries.
Set boundaries. and agree on
snip those loose ends.
Yeah, snip the loose
with
ends
with the other parent.
And agree on discipline. And if you do those things in that order, I'm gonna say yeah, in that order. It doesn't have to be in that order, but make sure that you intentionally work on those things. God first and the relationship with your spouse. And then the rest of those stuff, because when you guys build with each other and you get to know each other on a different level, then everything else is going to work out in a different way, because you're like, you know this person, like, that's my teammate, that's my buddy, that's my partner. So I know that they got that child's best interest in mind too, you know. Yeah. So I mean, do it, try it out, let me know how it worked for you. I bet you if you do it like that, it's going to work out 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you a dollar.
One thing that I did forget to mention is work hard at cultivating a positive environment and relationship with the other biological parent. Now, I say work hard at it, but I know that certain situations, that's kind of like, not impossible, but where you are right now, or where you guys may be right now, that might not be like possible at the moment, because with God, anything is possible. So, but I will say, for the kids' sake, work hard at, I feel like blending a family will be so much easier if they see all parents on board, not just the husband and wife. But I feel like it takes a village, you know, to raise a child. So just because you get married and you have a blended family, guess what? That just means now they have an extended family who can, more people to love them, more people to help guide them and steer them in the right direction. So try to minimize the level of strife or turmoil or discord that can come along with, you know, being in a blended family.
Yeah.
As the adults, yeah, it's up to us. It's up to the adults to, you know, make it as smooth as possible for the kids.
Yeah, I could go with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was all I had.
Yeah, that's all I got too. So thank you for tuning in to another episode of Raw Talk. Again, I'm Jason.
And I'm Shatima.
We got some things coming up. We got some things in the works. Follow us on Facebook at
Raw Matrimony.
Follow us on Instagram at Raw.
So it's r.a.w_matrimony. And
yeah.
On TikTok.
Raw
Matrimony.
On YouTube.
Raw Matrimony. So, I mean, yeah, just put it. You'll be, or Raw Matrimony, Jason Shatima, you should be able to find this.
Yeah, yeah.
And be on the lookout for pre-sales for our first course, our e-course. If you've dealt with any kind of infidelity in your marriage, any kind of betrayal, this course is for you.
Yeah, I'm extremely excited about it too, because this marriage school, we launched, yes, a marriage institute online. I'm like, wow, okay, God. So we launched a marriage institute online, and our first course, our first e-course, pre-enrollment's open now. We're launching the course on the 29th, so go ahead and pre-enroll now. And it has to do with recovering from marriage, heartbroken to heavenly.
Heartbroken to heavenly. We'll get back with y'all.
Heartbroken to heavenly. Healing
from infidelity.
Yeah, healing your marriage from after infidelity.
Yes.
So
yes.
Man,
y'all gotta bear with us. We got like a ton of things going on. So
yeah.
Yeah. But yes, okay. Thank you guys so much for watching.
Yeah. It's time for us to go to bed now. Peace.